Blog Talk Radio.
Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach and co-author of Mom's Lean Business, a guide to creating a successful company and a happy life as a mom entrepreneur, available on Amazon in any format you would love to buy it. Especially if you're into listening to podcasts, you might enjoy the audio version of it. And Audible.com hired some actor, unknown to us, who did a pretty good job of reading the book. So I think you'd like it if you wanted to consume it in that manner. It's pretty cool. So check it out. Happy holidays. Give it a gift. Give it as a gift. Give it to yourself. Why not? Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to my little sister, Jessica, who discovered the podcast app on her smartphone today and is all excited about being able to listen to podcasts like this one and lots of other really cool ones. So yay for those of us who are mastering our tech. And super special, awesome yay for little sisters who are wonderful and BFFs. Okay, guys, I'm in a good mood today. It is the holiday season. It is a lovely time of year. I'm working very hard on getting my tree up. It did not happen as it normally does right after Thanksgiving when we have extra time off and all the families together because we went down to our family's mountain home in North Carolina to host Thanksgiving with some friends down there this year. And we got back late Sunday night and there was no time to put up a tree. So we're working on it little by little. I see one of my children has hung one single ornament on the tree, which is hilarious. So it's a start, but I'm in the holiday spirit. And I wanted to share with you today just a wonderful closure exercise. This is going to be one of the last two podcasts I do this year. I do take the last 2 weeks of the month off and just go into vacation mode. So I will have this podcast and next week's podcast. And then I'm going to take a break and I'll be back with you in January. So it feels like this is a good time to start doing a few of the wrap-up exercises I do with my clients each year. One of the things that I think is so important and that we often neglect to do, especially as business owners and as mom entrepreneurs, is to celebrate and acknowledge our accomplishments. You know, I talk to you all year long about goals. I help you set goals. I help you be committed. I help you work through the mindsets and the obstacles and the limiting beliefs that get in your way when you are working through your commitments and towards your goals. But hey, we just keep plugging away and churning away day after day. And at some point, it's really important to stop and take note of the ground you've covered. I was talking with one of my clients who is a psychic, a tarot reader, and a Reiki practitioner. Reiki, I always say it wrong. Sorry, guys. And, we worked together for about a year, and she was looking at some goal setting for 2016 and some plans, and she was noticing she still hadn't accomplished a couple of things she'd said she would do, and she was kind of beating herself up about it, and she was thinking about, you know, a bunch of things that felt like big, huge, hairy, scary goals and things to do that were still on her plate and that were coming up in the future. And I could tell she's just getting a little bit deflated, a little bit, you know, disempowered and bummed out. And I said, hey, wait a minute. Hang on a minute. Can you just stop for a second and acknowledge the ground you've taken? And she's like, well, yeah, okay. I said, well, let's just think through this. When you and I started working together, you weren't even comfortable explaining what it is you do. In fact, you had some of your own hang-ups, some of your own limiting beliefs, some of your own skepticism, which is a lot of learned behavior that we all have around different things. But it's so normal, guys. I mean, yes, she's doing something that is on the fringe, maybe, of conventionality and society. But I'm telling you, I'm a life coach and a business coach, and I had these same issues with telling people who I am and what I do. Well, it was so difficult for her. We worked on that for months. We had her take some different classes. She went to different retreats. She did a lot of networking and soul searching and just did a whole lot of stuff to continue her learning and her mastery of her skills until she felt like she was confident and able to say, this is who I am and this is what I do. And, you know, if it's your cup of tea, awesome. If it's not, that's okay, no problem. And so I said, you know, first and foremost, let's acknowledge that. And she's like, you're right. I said, do you notice now, like she's really active on social media. So do you notice now how easy it is for you to tell people what you do? And you don't even think about whether or not they're going to think you're weird or they're going to think, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Or like, you don't even worry about it. You just say what you do and drive on through, you know? And she's like, yeah, you're right. I said, look at that confidence. Okay. So that was a big piece of it. And I promise you, had we not spent a few moments acknowledging that, then it would have been really hard for her to see what fundamental progress she had made. Because again, I know this is resonating with some of you listening right now, that you wish you had the confidence to put yourself or your brand, especially if you're just starting up in the first year or so, to put your business out there and line it up against anybody else's and feel confident that you know what you're doing and that you're doing it well and that you can handle whatever comes at you in terms of client and customer work. I know that's difficult. And sometimes that is the biggest accomplishment of all, just being able to articulate succinctly what you do, being able to put yourself out there in front of your exact target audience, being able to study and research and listen to and get feedback from your target audience so that you understand what they want from you and you, you know, craft what it is you offer accordingly. Guys, that is huge ground. I just had another meeting yesterday with my Metro Detroit Mompreneurs group. There are about 25 of us there yesterday. And we, you know, sometimes we're really busy in our meetings and we forget to take time to do something that we did at the end of the meeting yesterday, which was just so powerful. And that is, we went around the table and asked everybody to share a win, a professional win and a personal win, anything that feels like a win in their life. And you know what, guys? There's so much power in sharing that with a group that loves you and that supports you and wants to see you succeed. Every woman, we ran around that table, and I don't care what the wins were, big or small, we clapped and congratulated each and every one and gave each one of us the opportunity to speak about something we're proud of. If you haven't given yourself that opportunity to speak your accomplishments, to first, as I pointed out with my other client, to first acknowledge your accomplishments, and then to speak them and allow yourself to be celebrated, then you need to find that group. You need to find that community. You need to find a mom entrepreneur buddy or any kind of buddy that gets you and that understands how important your goals and what you do are, how much they matter to you. You know, we had one of the ladies in our group is running she runs a very successful company. She's franchised or not franchised, she's started a direct home sales business, and she has like 3,500 consultants all across the U.S., and she's in partnership. She has, you know, co-owners and investors and all this stuff. So she has lots to report in the professional success category. She really shared some cool things with that, but one of the personal things she was so proud of too was the fact that she took up tennis this year, and she had moved up in her rankings. I don't even know tennis well enough to say what it was to repeat what she said, but she was so delighted that she could share that she had moved up in her tennis ranking with us. And we were so excited, even those of us who don't know a darn thing about tennis, didn't know what it meant at all. What we understand is that she feels accomplished, she feels successful, and we are delighted to celebrate her in that. Do you see how good that makes me feel just talking about it? I mean, like, it's so funny, you know, like celebrating someone else. If you can, I think it's just as important for you to be the one to help celebrate other people in your life as it is for you to be celebrated, okay? The opportunity to share in someone else's joy and to acknowledge someone and point out to them what a wonderful job they're doing and just to let them know that you appreciate how hard they've worked and tried, Try it out, guys. You'll feel amazing, okay? And the thing is, why is this so important? Let me go back to my client that is the tarot reader and the psychic and tell you one thing we did in our wrap-up call, too. One thing, you know, she was not accustomed to acknowledging her accomplishments, to celebrating herself, and to rewarding herself. None of that made any sense. And I'm going to bet that may be true for you too. Okay? So you may be really good at making your to-do list and setting your goals and achieving them, but you may or may not have a lot of muscle developed around celebrating and rewarding yourself. And guys, here's why this is so important. When you got to hump it every day, when you have to hunker down and work hard and push through lack of motivation, conflicting priorities, stressed out, sleepless nights, too many people needing a piece of you, when you got to push through all that on a regular daily basis in order to meet your goals and in order to live that life and have the wonderful things that you want to have, you need a little cushion. You need a little padding. You need a little bit of emotional money in the bank, okay? And celebrating yourself and giving yourself rewards for your accomplishments is that emotional currency. It's the stuff that helps you remember that it's worth it to keep pushing hard. So when I was talking to my client, I said, okay, here's the thing. As you go through the rest of this year, I want you to take on a new homework challenge. She said, okay. I said, what I want you to do is develop a system of rewards for yourself. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to describe these awards as small rewards, medium rewards, and large rewards. Okay? And hang with me. I'll keep explaining. So small rewards are, these are just categories of rewards. If you, let's say you finally sat down and you wrote a letter to someone about, maybe you handled a customer service issue. You sat down and you went through and you got that email, all those actionable emails that you had to get done. Maybe you got those things done. Well, maybe that deserves a small reward. Maybe it was hard for you to do and you give yourself a small reward. Now, for a medium reward, let's say that you have, a couple of months of receipts that you need to enter into your bookkeeping program, FreshBooks or whatever, QuickBooks. So you need to enter your receipts in there and they're just sitting there and it's a couple months worth and the pile's getting bigger and it's wearing you down. Well, maybe getting those done, maybe you'd call that worthy of a medium reward. And then let's say that you are, 4, 5, or 6 months behind updating your bookkeeping software in prep for tax returns. Okay, let's say that you're way behind that and that you're not, you know that one of your goals is to really get good at knowing where your profits are this year. You need to know your net income, your net expenses. You need to know all of your costs of goods sold. You're really trying to track your profitability. Maybe that's one of your goals this year, is to be more profitable. And you got 4, 5, 6 months of stuff that you haven't tracked. Maybe getting those books done, maybe completing those is worthy of a large reward. So you would plan to take a category in the large reward. You'd plan it out, and then you'd sit down, you put it in your calendar. If I'm going to spend all day Saturday and Sunday getting this big project done, at the end of it, I get this reward that I planned for. Now, how do you determine what is a small versus a medium versus a large reward? It's going to be different for all of us, guys. When I do something in the small reward category, those things I usually make for free. Those are things like, calling a girlfriend, going for a walk or a run, just something that's free. Sitting down, listening to some music, one of my favorite CDs or a favorite artist, or maybe reading a book. Medium might be going out to lunch or dinner with a friend. And large might be like an actual overnight trip with my husband somewhere or something like that. Okay? You can divide it up any way you want. But the point is, I want you to celebrate your accomplishments and to schedule and take some rewards as you finish up this year so that you can be ready to jump into 2016 with some power. All right, that is it for today's episode. I have enjoyed chatting with you today. I hope you have a lovely holiday season. I will talk to you next week. Until then, take care. I'm Laura Galloway, the Mom Business.